Moncrief on News Talk.
It's something you might not think twice about, swimming while wearing contact lenses, but it can be a very, very bad idea, costing Mel Fallowfield, or nearly costing Mel Fallowfield, her eyesight. Mel, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Could you tell us about, you did have surgery subsequently, but before that, your eyesight was pretty poor. You were very dependent on wearing lenses and glasses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, blinds are bad. I barely recognise my own children across the room without my contact lenses in. And I wore them constantly.
Yeah.
I never really got on with glasses very well. So I used to wear them all the time and would do everything in them, including swimming, which is my favourite sport to do.
Yeah. And when did you take up the swimming?
Gosh, quite a while back, actually. So I think around before COVID, I started swimming regularly. And during COVID, I couldn't go to my usual pool, so I'd go to a river. I'd drive literally 45 minutes just to go for a swim in the river because I like it so much. It's kind of, I love it as exercise, but also sort of gives me peace of mind. And, you know, I just sort of swim and any sort of issues that I have get sorted out. So it was a really important part of my life.
Mm. So one morning then, in towards the end of 2024, you woke up with a pain in your eye.
Yeah, it was you know that feeling like if you've had a bit of dust or something in your eye, like if something gets in it and, you know, even afterwards it hurts a bit. So it started out a bit like that, sort of stinging sensation, painful, and then it just, and very watery. And yeah, that's how it started out. And then it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. Until it was really painful. I could barely open my eye.
But your initial reaction to that seemed to be, and please don't take this in the wrong way, you seem to react like a man to this, that particularly an Irish man, it'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I am known as someone who buries my head in the sand and hopes for the best at all times. So, yeah, I did. I just kind of thought it'd be one of those things. And, you know, I've had sore eyes before and they've just got better. So that's what I was hoping for. Mm.
But this was like you couldn't open your eye.
It got very, very painful to the extent that I was really struggling to open my eye. And even I then realised I should probably go and get seen too.
Yeah.
How long did you
leave it before you went to see a doctor?
Honestly, I can't remember. It was around New Year's Eve as well. So I was slightly more interested in going to a party. I don't know, a couple of days, probably 2 or 3 days, I think. I honestly can't remember properly now. Mm. But I went to the Western Eye Hospital in West London. They told me it was a corneal ulcer, which, yeah, it's awful. It is really painful.
Yeah. What is a corneal ulcer? I must say, I've never heard of one before.
Well, I mean, the cornea, gosh, please don't take me as an optician because I'm not one. And I may well get this wrong because it was a while back now and I may have sort of misremembered. But the cornea is the sort of layer over your eye, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's like any ulcer. You know, it's the same as sort of having a mouth ulcer or something, I think. So it's sort of breaking that. And it is really painful, really, really, really stinks.
And could it endanger your eyesight?
So basically, if you leave it for much longer than I did, then yes, you can go blind. Sort of, so depending on the severity of it and leaving it untreated, but blindness is the eventual thing that could happen. But again, I really must say I am not an optician, but that's what I was told could happen. And I looked it up and Google agrees. So which is no more of an optician than I am, really. But yes, it is what can happen.
And so what's the treatment for that?
So it's awful, honestly awful. So you have to do hourly drops day and night. So again, I can't remember properly what it was, whether it was 2 days or 3 days that I had to wake up through the night giving myself drops, and then gradually you wean yourself down. So I think they're sort of antibiotic drops to stop the infection, and, you know, to help your eyes to heal. So you have to go through that. And I think, if I remember rightly, I think it was 2 weeks in total of the drops. And I couldn't wear contact lenses in that time. So I had to sort of order some glasses quite quickly. And, you know, no, it was awful, honestly awful. And you're exhausted and tired and in pain. And I think, I mean, I was lucky because I never felt a contraction. So I would definitely say it was worse than childbirth.
Yeah,
and myself. It was definitely the most pain I've been in.
and this was from the swimming, or was it from swimming per se? Or
so
that if
basically,
you're in, yeah.
No, so I mean, I swim year round. So, and I was told, you know, the first thing they said is, well, what sort of things have you done? Have you, you know, got water in your eyes? And I said, well, I go swimming. It could have been that, I suppose, sort of thing. But, you know, I also didn't know that you're not supposed to shower in contact lenses, which I did regularly as well. Oh. So I'd come out of the swimming pool and then have a shower in my contact lenses. And basically, it's just, you know, any infection in the water, if it gets behind your contact lens, then your contact lens sort of traps it there. So it can't leave, is how I understand it. And I don't, you know, I've been wearing contact lenses since I was really young, about 12, and I don't remember them ever saying, whatever happens, don't swim or shower in contact lenses. And now I think these days you are told that, and it's much more commonly known, I think. But certainly friends of mine would say, oh God, I've always swum in my contact lenses too. You know, it's not an unusual thing to do. And some people remove them, but you know, it wouldn't have crossed my mind to remove my contact lenses before I went swimming because I can't see in them. And I think, you know, the advice would be to get prescription goggles or something like that. That wasn't something I wanted to do because I hate wearing goggles. I don't feel comfortable swimming in them. And for me, it's a pleasure thing.
Yeah.
You know, swimming is definitely a kind of relaxing, you know, let your mind float away, you know, do your exercise sort of thing. So I did worry about how I was going to be able to sort of continue swimming, you know, not wearing my contact lenses.
Yeah, because I mean, even if you're swimming in a pool, making your way from the dressing room to
yes,
the pool.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I really can't see. I feel very vulnerable without lenses. You know, I was really quite blind. I don't know if it means anything to any of your listeners, but I was -6 and -5.75. You know, and the problem for me was wearing glasses because my prescription is so bad that the lenses had to be very thick, and I used to get a kind of weird sort of vision sort of from the corner where my lens were so thick that the kind of walls and everything, it was like, it's called a fishbowl effect. So wearing glasses always made me feel odd, which is why I never did, which is why I stuck to contact lenses. So yeah. I was, yeah, slightly at a loss.
Yeah, actually, because we're getting texts and people saying, I didn't know that, I leave in my tech and my lenses all the time, from a fair few listeners. Because I suppose you think it's kind of fairly benign.
Exactly. And you do, and also I do old lady swimming. Do you know what I mean? I'm old lady breaststroke swimming, my head firmly out of the water. So even if I had known, I probably would have thought I'd be okay. Do you know what I mean? Swimming, because I barely get my, it's not like I go under the water to swim. So I thought I hardly got it in, but I suppose, you know, someone only needs to sort of swim beside you splashing, and then you do get little drops in your eyes, and that's enough to do it.
Yeah. People are wondering what kind of contacts you had. Were these disposable contacts you used?
I had daily disposable ones. Yeah.
Oh,
daily
wow.
disposable. So I would change them every day. So it's not as though, and I think that's another reason, because I think, you know, if you wear monthly ones, it could have been put down to sort of bacteria on my fingers from, you know, but I never touched my eyes. I'd literally pop them in. I was very careful about washing my hands, drying them, putting in my contact lenses, and then always, you know, washing my hands before I took them out. I thought I was being quite careful with eye hygiene, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it is very unlikely that it was anything other than the swimming.
Mm.
And as I say, when I went to the doctor, it was straight away, well, you know, do you swim in your contact lens? I went, yes, of course I do. Yes, absolutely. Happily.
How can I see where I'm going?
Myself in. Yeah, exactly.
So eventually the solution for you was lens replacement surgery. I take it that's different from laser eye surgery.
Yes, so laser is, again, no optician. Laser surgery, I think, is when they sort of do things to the surface of your eye. Mm. With this, what they do is they sort of, it's a tiny incision in your eye, and they take out your rubbish little lens that means you can't see and put in a replacement lens. So it's like the surgery people have with cataracts. It's really, really standard surgery. I don't know why sort of laser eye surgery is more common. People, I'm ancient, I'm 53, so people my age, they do think that lens replacement, for me anyway, so I went to Optegra, who's amazing company that did it, and went and had loads of kind of eye assessments and, you know, sight checks and everything, and they advised me to get this. And I mean, I can't tell you the difference. And it sort of, in theory, it means you shouldn't get cataracts and your eyes won't change in the same way. I think with laser eye surgery, you can end up needing more done. Whereas with lens replacement, as far as I understand it, kind of the aging things like cataracts, I shouldn't get. And it shouldn't deteriorate. So in theory, the way I can see now, which is incredible, is how I should be able to see until my dying days, I think.
That's great.
Again, if I've under, it's amazing. I promise you. And, you know, I've had rubbish eyesight since I was two, you know, is when I first started wearing glasses. So for me to wake up in the morning and just be able to see is unbelievable. I sort of look out of my bedroom window and I can see all the twigs on the trees and individual, and you know, look at the birds in there. I've never had that. And it was revolutionary. I mean, it really has changed my life for the better in so many ways. It's fantastic. So in a way, it was a good thing that I got the ulcer, because otherwise I would have continued and, you know, having to wear contact lenses and spend a fortune on those every month. So it's been brilliant for me. It's, you know, a lucky sort of thing that happened, the ulcer, although I wouldn't have said it at the time because it was so painful and hard.
Also, though, a cautionary tale, particularly for many people listening who have been leaving in the lenses a bit too much. Mel, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Mel Fallowfield there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.